This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk to Jim Bowden. And I tell you what, Mike, are Braves primed to make it back to the NLCS? Maybe a World Series? And Jim, you are busy, man. Congratulations, by the way, on your new show on Sirius XM. I think you're going to have Alex Anthopoulos on here soon, right?
Yeah, we're going to have him on Sunday. In fact, he's going to be on along with Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, and Perry Manasian, who used to work for the Braves last year, the new GM with the Angels. So, yeah, we got some Braves ties coming on Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. on the Sirius XM Fantasy Radio Network. So I hope people will listen or listen on the app whenever they want.
Right. Jim, we were joking around earlier. Jim has been a GM, guys, around the bigs. He knows the business. When we were kids, trades would go down, or free agent signings, I should say, would go down, like in Christmas. And the new baseball cards would be out with the guy and his new team. What's going on where it's like pitchers and catchers reporting, and there's still big name, still valuable free agents out there?
Yeah, it's interesting. Most of them are, as you know, have signed. There are some left. Jackie Bradley Jr., the center fielder out there. Scott Boris from Boris Corporation has overpriced them and put too many years on them. But that doesn't mean that the Mets wouldn't love him in center field. The Red Sox would like to bring him back. The Houston Astros have been playing. So he's got interest out there, but, you know, Scott's priced him so high that people are just playing chicken with him, and at some point, Scott's going to decide where he goes. Jake Odorizzi is sitting out there in free agency, so is Taijuan Walker, Blue Jays, Mets, a couple of teams that are playing on both of them. But for the most part, and Trevor Rosenthal's still out there, the impact closer, still out there. I'd love to see Alex grab Rosenthal. I don't know if he has any money left, but that would be a big sign for the back end of that Braves bullpen. I know the Mets are in on him. So not a lot of big names left, but there are three or four guys that are quality that are still sitting out there.
I'm glad you brought up Rosenthal. 1.90 ERA. I think he's the one of the last studs left, and the Mets are allegedly interested, which is why I'd love for us to get him. Jim, let's talk about your article, though. Christian Pache, Ender Inciarte. Mike and I have been talking about this today as pitchers and catchers report. All right, so what's your take on Pache? I know he's one of the highly rated, prospects. We saw him in the playoffs. We know what Ender Inciarte is at age 30, three-time NL Gold Glove winner. But do you really think this is a decision that we'll have to make in center?
Yeah, it is. It's a decision that has not been made, and that is their only competition, I've been told, that the Braves have really entering spring training. Everything else is pretty much answered, right? Outside of, can Soroka's Achilles go on opening day, or do you back him off a little bit without the universal DH? But center field is a question, so then you're going to ask me, well, why? How? Tell me. So I'll tell you. First of all, Pache's an elite center fielder, and even though Inciarte has his gold gloves, Pache is going to be better than him because he has better range, gets to more balls. I think he'll be the best center fielder the Braves has had since Andrew Jones. And by the way, Andrew Jones, best defensive center fielder I ever saw, and that includes Willie Mays. So, but getting back to the race, Inciarte hadn't done anything since 2018. So, I'm not very confident that he's going to be able to come back and win this job. But here's the thing. He's playing for a contract. Braves aren't picking up that $9 million option he's got in 22. This is it. This is put up or shut up for Inciarte after two what we can call embarrassing years. But, you can't ignore his back-to-back years of 10, 11 home runs and winning gold gloves. You can't ignore it. And when I'm watching Pache, he was overmatched by Major League pitching last year. He wasn't ready. The bat wasn't ready. The glove was ready, but the bat wasn't ready. So if I'm running the Braves, don't I want him to start the year in the minor leagues and get some at-bats and let that bat develop a little bit more? In the meantime, I can save some service time. I can control another year. I can avoid arbitration for a little bit. If Inciarte is ready to go, why not run out there Ozuna, Inciarte, and Acuna to start the year? And then if Inciarte doesn't perform up to what we saw in 2017 and 18, then we go to Pache. In the meantime, Pache gets 30, 45, 60 days in the minor leagues to get the bat a little more ready, because truthfully, it's not ready. Now, can the Braves carry him if his bat's not ready? Yes. Lineup's good enough to do it, no doubt about it. The defense helps the pitching staff, no doubt about it. So you could carry him if you have to, but I think ideally it would be nice to start in the minors. Now, if he starts in the majors and wins the center field job, Inciarte's still going to have a valuable role, because you're going to have to take Ozuna out of some games after six or seven innings. So you'll have an outfield of Acuna, Pache, and Inciarte to end games, which is pretty good for that bullpen to be able to know you can do that. So, yeah, look, I think it's a good problem to have. Not a lot of problems on a team that I'm picking to win the NL East again. NL East again.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you, sir. Jim Bowden's with us in The Athletic, former Major League GM, and does TV, and the guy knows what he's talking about. He joins us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Yeah, Ender was me in high school, all glove, no stick, but enough about me. So, about the bullpen, what we didn't get Melanson. We don't know if Melanson just wanted to go out west or what, but he did a nice job for us, and it was very inexpensive, so you talked about Alex wanting to go bolster the bullpen. Surprised we didn't get Melanson back here?
Yeah, a little bit, for sure. He ends up in a good place in San Diego, though, so can't blame him. I understand the offer was better in San Diego than it was Atlanta. But the one thing I've always known about players like this, Alex knows the player better than you and I do. Okay. Alex knows what the medicals are more than you and I do, and medicals aren't public in baseball because of HIPAA laws. The only ones that are out there is when you miss time. And so calculating what you think he's going to do going forward isn't always what he just did for you. So I would kind of leave it at that. I don't think Alex is done. I think he gets another bullpen arm. I don't know if he can get Shane Green to come home. I think we can dream on Trevor, but I'm not sure they've got $10 million to put there. But Alex never rests, as you guys know. I think it's been fascinating. He hasn't made a single trade this offseason. That's not like Alex. But I also think he's done a good job of holding on to that whole farm system. And I think the other thing is he's got a lot of confidence that his farm system has guys that can pitch in the back end that are as good as some of the veterans he has to pay for. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, I think he's had a great offseason, not just because he brought Ozuna back, but he added Charlie Morton, Drew Smyly, and he had them to Freed, Anderson, Soroka, Kyle Wright. That's pretty strong. So really good offseason for Alex. He's allowed them to remain the favorites, even though the Mets have done a good job this offseason. Phillies are getting better. The Nationals are getting better. But I got to tell you, when you look at the starting pitching, you look at the defense, you look at the offense, they're going to be a real threat with the Dodgers and Padres to get to the World Series.
Jim Bowden, our guest guys here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Who bounces back? Corey Kluber, you know, what did he throw? One inning, I think, last year. Strasburg right. Had carpal tunnel surgery. Our guy in Soroka, Achilles. These are all guys that their clubs are expecting to bounce back. Who bounces back, Jim?
Soroka, for sure. Just got to make sure you don't rush him back. You got to make sure he's okay to go. It's not the end of the world if he doesn't pitch in April, right? It's not. Just get the Achilles to the point where it's not an issue. Once you get to that point, he'll come back and be a stud. I expect him to start Game 1 of the World Series, Freed Game 2, Anderson Game 3, Morton Game 4. That's what I'm expecting. Kluber's a big gamble, $11 million. You know, I love Brian Cashman. He's been a good friend of mine for a long, long time. He's the most honest GM you'll ever meet. But I really question him on this. Apparently, the Blue Jays also had bid $9 million for him. But I got to tell you, if it was $3 million base with $8 million incentives, I'd have been okay with that. But you guaranteed him $11 million, and the last time we saw him pitch was at the end of 18 against the Astros in the playoffs. I was calling that game for ESPN Radio in Cleveland. And I looked down there, and I said to myself, that's not Kluber. That's not the same guy. Then he gets traded to Texas, you know, for Class A and to Shields, and he goes over there and can't get anybody out, and then he gets hurt, and then, you know, then he's gone for the year again. And we're going to bet $11 million. Not me. No, thank you. And Strasburg, I have no idea. I mean, that's why March is going to be so important. The Nationals have big questions on Scherzer, Corbin, and Strasburg, really, right? All three of them have question marks, so you know, if the Nats get those three back, they're going to be a threat. If they don't get those three back, they could be in trouble.
Hey, real quick, we'll kind of do lightning round. Well, we got a guy who knows what he's talking about. This is Jim Bowden with us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Last year, Travis d'Arnaud stayed healthy and had a great year. We didn't even need the platoon with this guy. He was so solid. Can he do that again, or was that just we got lucky with Travis last year?
No, he's going to be able to repeat it. He's figured it out. And remember this, when you got Acuna, Friedman, and Ozuna hitting ahead of you, and Albie Swanson and Riley behind you, all you're going to get is fat fastballs. Enjoy it and do your damage. Yeah, he's going to have another solid year.
And Austin Riley, you believe him to get, I mean, we need him to be a little bit more solid than what he's been so far.
Yeah, so I have an article going up on The Athletic, probably going to come out on Monday with my breakout players for 21. Austin Riley makes the list. I said when they had him and I saw him in the minor leagues a few years ago, I said he's Troy Gloss, the former Angel. You know, wow. You're not going to have a lot of average, but you're going to get 40 bombs from him, yeah. And he's a better defender at third than you think. Braves fans haven't seen him yet. He's only 23. Now he gets his shot. I think you're going to see him break out this year. You're going to see a lot of home runs in the bottom of that lineup for Atlanta. Yeah, I'm in.
Cool.
Wow. Jim, give out all the places people can find you. Great info as always. And congratulations again on the SiriusXM show. And guys, you want to hear what Double A has to say, you can tune in on Sunday nights. But XM Radio, and then you're writing stuff for The Athletic as well, right?
Yeah, so I do 8 radio shows a week. I do 5 radio shows on the Fantasy Alarm Show. I do 2 shows for MLB Network Radio. And now I've got my new show on Sunday called GM's Corner. I write 2 to 3 articles for The Athletic every single week. I'm on CBS Sports HQ streaming 4 to 5 times a week as well. So I keep myself really busy. I spend the rest of my time texting GMs and managers, yeah. Hanging out in the ballpark, in the clubhouses, in the dugout. That's what I do. I love baseball. I love it with a passion. Love talking about it. Love talking with the people making the decisions. So I have a lot of fun. I appreciate guys like you that have me on your shows.
No doubt. Sweet. You're still making that GM money with all them damn jobs, Jim. Wow.
I'm doing okay. I'm not complaining, and I don't have the hours I had as a GM. I actually have a life. Like, I can go when there's no pandemic to dinner. When there was no pandemic, I got to go to movies. Like, I actually get a life.
Yeah.
When you're a GM, you get no life. So, yeah, it's been fun.
Right, and no meatheads since you get fired on the radio, Carl.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.